So I'd been working in the general legislature, mostly doing education issues. So when I came back to Petersburg, there was a need for somebody to be on the board, so I ran. Yeah, and actually probably the schools have my first place in my heart, probably, so in terms of where I want to put my service for that kind of thing.
Do you think your time in the legislature up in Juneau helped you lead the meetings as president of the school board?
I don't know about that. It probably helped me just in terms of understanding of some of the financial parts of things. I was president for 4 years when I was on the first 6 years, and then I was president of the hospital board for a few years, so I've done a little bit of that before.
You're familiar with running meetings?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. In terms of the process and the financial aspects of education and what you learned in Juneau, is there something that you think might surprise people that you found that they're generally not familiar with or they don't know about how it works?
How political the process is, probably. I think sometimes people think, oh, if we redid like the area cost differentials, we would get more in this area because it costs more to run schools there. Well, unfortunately, that's not how it really is going to come down. It really has more to do with who has power in the legislature. And unfortunately, I saw that quite a lot, that that there was a different understanding of how the need was in different areas. And people tended to focus more on their own area and not really well on the big picture.
And in terms of Petersburg's picture right now, how do you see the next short-term future and long-term future for the education here?
Well, I guess I feel like we have really great schools and we have really good support from the community. And we actually, Petersburg has always been a very conservative place, which in some ways has actually cost us at the legislative level, because they would say, well, that's all the money you need. Why should you need any more? You know, and when we were being, instead of being rewarded for being frugal, sometimes we were punished for being frugal. But in the long run, I think it really has paid off, because now going into these crises, we have quite a bit of money set aside from the Secure Rural Schools funding that's in the, that this borough has. And we have done a good job of tightening things up around here. This year, we have 3 less teachers than we had last year. I believe we're probably putting 1 more back on next year, because actually this part to do with the kindergarten. There's looks like 44 kids coming into kindergarten, and there's only like 27 or something like that in the current kindergarten.
Wow.
So it, and the year before, it jumps around. It seems to jump between 40 and 28, 30, and in a way that makes it kind of difficult in terms of
how many teachers do you need?
How many teachers you need.
Yeah.
Because right now they have a kindergarten first grade combination class.
Okay.
But with 44 kids, you wouldn't have that. You'd have 22 student classes,
which is
fairly good size for kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. What advice do you have to the school board? Your last meeting was Tuesday.
Yes, well, I think they're going to do just fine.
And what about your extra time? You'll have a little bit extra time. Some of those packets, you know, they're 50 pages long and you got to read every one.
Yes. In fact, Monday night, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and realized that I had not prepared for the meeting, and I had to come into the radio station at 12:30. And I had somebody coming over to my house in the morning to help me move things downstairs to my new remodeled area. So I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and spent 2 hours working on my packet, because I didn't think I should have my very last meeting unprepared.
So at least you'll get more sleep, maybe.
I might get more sleep, yes. I'm kind of known for waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning and worrying about things like that and getting up and sending emails or researching something or things like that. So that might be nice, yes. And I haven't thought about what I'm actually going to do. I know when I retired from the legislature, I was going to sort my file cabinets, and that was in 07. And so maybe I will do that.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking with us, Jean.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.